Is there something wrong with them eggs?
Well, what do you mean, eggs?
You know, this yellow and white goo you've been pushing around with your fork for 15 minutes. Eggs!
Well, no thanks. I already got some.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Oh, Mama, I'm afraid I've lost Naomi.
Well, honey, she's downstairs getting ready for work. I'm sure if you go root through that pile of dirty clothes, you'll find her.
No. I mean, if she gets that promotion down at Food Circus, she might just climb up the corporate ladder and leave me behind.
Oh, Vin, don't be silly. Naomi isn't going to go climbing any job ladder. Most she'd do is put her foot on it to display her leg.
What do you think of my new executive look?
Well, I think it's great if you're the chairman of the board of Floozies International.
Oh, Skeeter, why do you want to be assistant manager? It'll ruin your personality, and you'll have to work late, too.
But, honey, it'll mean so much more money for us. We'll be able to afford to have our baby.
You mean you'd still want to have a baby with me? After you're a big shot?
Well, of course I would, honey.
Lots of luck. Daddy there doesn't even know what an egg is.
Oh, just think, Fenton. After I become assistant manager, I won't just have a job. I will have a position. My name tag won't say, "Hi, I'm Naomi" anymore. It'll say, "Hello, I'm Mrs. Harper."
Say, Mrs. Harper, how come Food Circus all of a sudden sees you as the executive type?
Well, it's our new manager, Archie Woods. He's from the main branch in Chicago. He's really shaking everything up. He's already fired the old assistant manager, that snooty Lois Gibson.
Well, how do you know he won't shake you out of a job, too?
Because, honey, he sees my potential.
Well, if you ask me, he ought to be checking out the wobbly wheels on them shopping carts. Every time I head for the frozen food, I wind up in produce.
Don't you worry, Miss Harper. Mr. Woods is going to take care of everything. Why, he's even giving Food Circus a whole new image. From now on, we're going to be known as the Friendly Store.
Hell, if you want a friend, you don't go to the supermarket.
Yeah, you go to a bar.
Well, I think it is very innovative.
Innovative? Oh, where's my old Skeeter?
But honey, I have to use bigger words because I have a bigger job.
Yeah, I'll just see to it you don't get a bigger head. But with all that hair, who could tell?
You want a ride to work with me, hon?
Oh, well, actually, my appointment with Mr. Woods isn't until 10.
Oh, I get it. Executive hours. Well, so long, Mrs. Harper.
Well, I always stand by my man. How come he won't stand by me?
Well, how can he with those god-awful shoulder pads?
Is the look too mannish?
Well, if you ask me, nothing says lady executive like big earrings. Never saw Joan Crawford without them. I'd loan you my good pearl clip-ons, but I can't find one of them. I've looked everywhere. Except Bubba's ear. What in the world has come over you?
What?
Well, either that's my good pearl earring or an oyster just threw up on the side of your head.
Oh, this? Well, thinking about getting my ear pierced. You know, make a fashion statement.
Forget it, mister. You can't even make a statement with your mouth.
Come on now, Ms. Harper. Pierce, stare on a man is really sexy, Bubba.
You think so?
Oh, yes. It's just like a tattoo. Why, nothing turns a woman on more than a man who mutilates his body.
So, is this color me?
Well, I think green would set your eyes off better.
Yeah, I do wear a lot of green.
What in the hell is happening to my family here? One of them wants to be a lady executive, the other one just wants to be a lady. Give me that.
Ow!
Attention, shoppers. Take advantage of our half-off sale on dented cans. Aisle 3.
Mr. Woods, Mrs. Harper's here to see you.
Well, thank you, Rosalie. Send her right in. Come in, Naomi.
Wow. I like the suit. Nice shoulders.
Why, thank you, Mr. Woods.
Please, call me Archie.
Oh, thank you, Archie.
Why don't you have a seat?
Naomi, I've had my eye on you as possible assistant manager material.
And I think you just might have what it takes.
Oh, I think so, too. I have a lot of really good ideas for the store.
Oh, do you now?
Yes. Like, we should put all of the items that go together right next to each other in the store. Like ham and eggs, pork and beans, corned beef.
And cabbage.
Yes.
I get the picture, but don't you worry about ideas. As assistant manager, all you have to do is exemplify our friendly store policy.
Oh. You mean like public relations?
Yeah, you're catching on. See, we got a lot of single guys shopping here, and they're going to be bowled over by that pretty smile. Look at that. Okay, let's pretend I'm a single guy. Now give me that smile, and toss your head back in that funny, cute way of yours. There it is. It's a gold mine.
Oh, well, I never thought of it like that.
See, here at the friendly store, the assistant manager must be the friendliest of all.
Well, I always try to be quite friendly.
Well, why don't you try with me? That's it, honey. Get up, walk around. Let me check out that fanny.
Oh, please, Mr. Woods, I'm not that kind of a girl.
Naomi, you're starting to sound like that uptight Lois Gibson. You know what happened to her.
Oh, listen, gee, Mr. Woods, I don't think I have what it takes to be the assistant manager. I think I'll just stick with my checker's job.
Maybe you will, and maybe you won't.
Oh, please, Mr. Woods, you wouldn't fire me, would you?
Well, that all depends, Naomi. All you gotta do is prove you're friendly enough for the friendly store.
So, what do you think, Miss Boylan? Can you do it?
Well, I don't see why not. You got a nice, healthy lobe there. Perfect for piercing.
Great.
He's got nice ankles, too, but I don't want him in high heels.
Well, finally, here comes Naomi. 10 minutes late.
Well, maybe she got her promotion.
Yeah, and already she's working overtime.
Now, you slap a smile on that sour puss of yours. If by some fluke Naomi did land this job, then we got to encourage her and build her up. That's what a family is for, to cheer you on to success. What'd I tell you? She fell flat on her face.
Naomi? What happened?
Didn't you get the job?
Oh, I got it. If I want it.
Oh, Skeeter, I know why you're acting so down.
You do?
Yeah. You're afraid I won't approve. Well, honey, I am behind you all the way. I want you to have this job no matter what it takes.
But, honey, there are all kinds of hidden job requirements I didn't know about.
Oh, don't tell me you're belly aching already. Face facts, Missy. You want to get ahead in this life, you got to put out a little.
I most certainly do not.
What the hell is wrong with that girl? She acts like she doesn't want to make it.
Okay, let's see. We got your cotton balls and mercurochrome and smelling salts.
Smelling salts? Miss Boylan, you have actually pierced ears before, right?
Oh, my, yes. In high school, I pierced so many ears, the girls used to call me Doc Boylan.
And here we thought it was because you looked like Doc Severinsen.
Well, I'm off to work.
Oh, Naomi's not going to ride in with you?
No, poor baby's exhausted. She's up all night, just lying there, staring at the ceiling, thinking.
Lord, that woman does everything in the world in that bed but sleep.
Mama, I'm worried. It's not like Naomi to have something on her mind.
I know, sweetie. That's why you two were meant for each other. You have a nice day.
Ow, ow, ow. Oh, it hurts! It hurts!
Bubba, for heaven's sakes, I am marking the spot with a pen.
Now, you'll know when she's really doing it by all the blood splattering everywhere.
What?
Blood is not going to splatter anywhere.
You never know. I heard about this girl got her ear pierced one time. Damn thing started hemorrhaging. Nothing would stop it. She bled like a stuck pig. She was near death by the time they got her to that emergency room. Doctor said it was the worst case he'd ever seen. Had to give her 6 pints of blood. Stuff was spurting out as fast as it was going in.
Well, I guess you two know what you're doing.
Oh, maybe we better just do this another time.
Nonsense, Bubba. Nothing untoward is going to happen. Now, Thelma, I will need an orange and some ice.
What in the world are you doing here? Piercing an ear or making an orange Julius?
Everything will become clear.
Here we go.
Okay, now, first of all, I use the ice to totally numb the ear. Now, hold this right there. And then I will put the orange behind your lobe to protect the carotid artery from being punctured.
Well, how's it going to get punctured by a tiny little needle?
Tiny little needles are for amateurs. You're dealing with Doc Boylan.
What's that?
Mother's hat pin, of course.
Well, what in the world are you going to do, pierce him from across the room?
Don't be silly. It's just easier to handle. It's one quick jab, and you're done. In and out. One, two. Push, pull, thrust, stand.
Thanks anyway, Miss Boylan. I think I've changed my mind.
I thought you were going to make a fashion statement.
I'll buy designer jeans.
One, two, in. Will you knock it off? Who the hell you think you are, Norman Bates?
What happened to Bubba?
Well, sorry, Doc. I think he's gone to get a second opinion.
Oh, darn. Here I am, all primed and nothing to pierce.
Is there any coffee left?
Coming right up.
Oh, my goodness, Naomi. You look so down in the mouth.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You thought about piercing your ears?
Well, you go stick that in your mother's hat. Here you go, sweetie.
Thank you. What are you doing?
What do you think? You got a problem that you're all torn up about? We're here in the kitchen all alone, just us women. Coffee's on the table. Go ahead. Spill your guts.
Yes, do. What's going on?
Well, it's Mr. Woods. He says that I can't be the assistant manager unless I go to bed with him.
Oh, my Lord.
What did he say? What did he do?
Oh, it was horrible. You know that hungry look that a man gets in his eyes when he's after you just for your body?
Well, believe me, it's awful.
Now, let me get this straight. Did this Woods character actually say that you had to come across to get your promotion?
He said that I had to come across to even keep my checkers job.
Well, he can't do that. That is sexual harassment.
That's right. It's against the law.
It is?
Yes. Oprah did a whole show on it last week. You remember that, Thelma? She was wearing that big purple scarf.
Well, she's always wearing a big purple something. The point is what she said. You gotta fight this. You gotta march back in there and stand up for your rights.
I don't think I can, Miss Harper. I don't ever want to see that man again.
Well, maybe you won't have to now that you got me and Iola on your team.
And Oprah, too.
Yeah, talk about tipping the scales. All right, Andy. You just start at the beginning and tell us everything that happened.
All right.
Attention, shoppers. Noontime special for the next hour only. 1/3 off on day-old bakery items. Estelle Steele.
Mr. Woods, Mrs. Harper's here to see you.
Send her in, Rosalie, and I don't want to be disturbed.
Yes, sir, Mr. Woods.
Won't you come in, my dear?
Don't mind if I do.
I'm sorry, I think there's been some mistake. I have an appointment.
With Mrs. Harper?
Why, yes.
Bless me.
Well, I was expecting Naomi Harper.
Well, what you got is her mother-in-law, Thelma Harper.
You don't understand. This is a business appointment.
We both know what kind of business, don't we?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, now let's don't be coy, Woodsy. Naomi filled me in on all the job requirements, and she's not interested. But I am.
Unfortunately, Mrs. Harper...
Call me Thelma. I'm a very fast learner.
Really? Mrs. Harper?
I just love it when you boys play hard to get.
Rosalie, get security up here immediately. Rosalie.
Rosalie's gone to lunch. I told her to take an extra 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is good. Let me check out that fanny.
Mrs. Harper, please.
Well, what's the matter, sweet cheeks? I thought this was the friendly store.
I want you out of here this minute.
Oh, I love it when you toss your head like that. It straightens the seams in my stockings.
I'm warning you. I'm going to call the police if I have to.
Go ahead, call the police. Better yet, call the vice squad, because I bet you while they're here, they're going to want to take Naomi's affidavit.
What are you talking about, affidavit?
I'm talking about filing formal charges against you for sexual harassment.
Yeah, go ahead and try. You'll never win. The authorities will never believe a checker over a manager.
Oh, really? Never? You sound like you've done this sort of thing before.
Are you kidding? I bagged every good-looking checker in the tri-state area. That's one of the executive perks of being a manager.
Do you mean to say that you can take advantage of employees like Naomi and get away with it?
Why not? It's my word against hers.
Not anymore, it ain't. It's your word against every person in this store. Now hear this, shoppers. Did you just hear this cut right back to
over? Give me that microphone. Yes. Give it to me.
Oh, here he comes. He's coming after me now.
I would like to propose a toast.
Break that glass, I'm gonna toast your butt.
Here is to my wonderful Skeeter, the new assistant manager at Food Circus.
Oh,
way to go, Aunt Naomi.
Well, I couldn't have done it without the love and support of y'all.
Oh, Lord, I never dreamed I'd live to see this day. Imagine a member of my own family able to okay a check.
Oh, and I would also like to toast the person who made it all possible, Mr. Archie Woods.
Drink to that and die.
Honey, Mr. Woods is no longer at Food Circus.
Oh, why? What happened to him?
Well, I guess you could say he got caught laying down on the job.